listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You've been listening to DJ Aphonics, the Electronic Air Show. Catch Electronic Air every Saturday night, 9 to 11. 11 to 12, we've got Under the Floorboards. Anything weird? Anything fun? Anything unusual? Do-it-yourself type stuff? Let's listen to piece called Riza, Sam and Rimsky-Korsakov.
I knew a guitar player once who called the radio friendly. He felt a kinship not with the music so much as with the radio's voice. Its synthetic quality. Its voice is distinct from the voices coming through it. Its ability to transmit the illusion of people at a great distance. He slept with the radio. He talked to the radio. He disagreed with the radio. He believed in a faraway radio land. He believed he would never find this land, so he reconciled himself to listening to it only. He believed he'd been banned from the radio land and was doomed to prowl the airwaves forever, seeking some magical channel that would reinstate him to his long-lost heritage.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Ann Cantillo, by the way. You can call the studio, 303-442-4242, or you can email dj at kgnu.org. We just heard John Cale, former member of Velvet Underground. Coming up next, Laurie Anderson. Here is Only an Expert.
Now, only an expert can deal with the problem. Because half the problem is seeing the problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. So if there's no expert dealing with the problem, it's really actually twice the problem. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. In America, we like solutions. We like solutions to problems. And there's so many companies that offer solutions. Companies with names like the pet solution, the hair solution, the debt solution, the world solution, the sushi solution. Companies with experts ready to solve these problems. Because only an expert can see there's a problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. Say you're invited to be on Oprah, and you don't have a problem. But you want to go on the show, and so you need a problem. And so you invent a problem. But if you're not an expert in problems, you're probably not going to make up a very plausible problem. And so you're probably going to get nailed. You're going to get exposed. And you're going to have to bow down and apologize and beg. beg for the public's forgiveness.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
And on these shows, the shows that try to solve your problems, the big question is always, how can I get control? How can I take control? But don't forget, this is a question for the regular viewer. The person who's barely getting by. The person who's watching shows about people with problems. The person who's one of the 60% of the U.S. population. 1.3 weeks away. 1.3 paychecks away from a shelter. In other words, a person with problems. So when experts say, let's get to the root of the problem, let's take control of the problem, because if you take control of the problem, you can solve the problem. Often this doesn't work at all because the situation is completely out of control.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
Sometimes experts lend you money, and sometimes they lend you lots of money. And sometimes when the subprime mortgages collapse, and banks close and businesses fail, and the crisis spreads around the world, sometimes other experts say, just because all the markets crashed doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad thing. And other experts say, just because all your friends were fired and your family's broke and we didn't see it coming doesn't mean that we were wrong. Just because you lost your job and your house and all your savings doesn't mean that you don't have to pay for the bailouts, for the traders and the bankers and the speculators. Because only an expert can design a bailout, and only an expert can expect a bailout.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with
July and January, and there's no more snow, and huge waves are wiping out cities, and hurricanes are everywhere, and everyone knows it's a problem. But if some of the experts say it's no problem, and if other experts claim it's no problem, or explain why it's no problem, then it's simply not a problem. But when an expert says it's a problem, and makes a movie about the problem, and wins an Oscar about the problem, and gets the Nobel Prize about the problem, then all the other experts have to agree. It is most likely a problem.
'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
Can invade another country and flatten it and ruin it and create havoc and civil war in that other country. If the experts say it's not a problem and everyone agrees they're experts and good at seeing problems, then invading those countries is simply not a problem. And if a country tortures people and holds citizens without cause or trial and sets up military tribunals, this is also not a problem. Unless there's an expert who says, this is the beginning of
problem.
Cause only an expert can deal with the problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. Cause only an expert can deal with the problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem.
Cause only an expert. See, there's a problem. And seeing the problem is half the problem. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem.
Yeah. Hold up.
That was I'm Mark Keys, Coronavirus. Before that, we heard Sinking Ship by Phyllis Stein. Then before that, Marching Into Dissonance by Zarknon the Embarrassed. And started this set with Only an Expert by Laurie Anderson. Coming up next, let's hear some theremin music. Theremin, that instrument that you play without touching, that was used in science fiction movies of the 50s. Here is Dorrit Chrysler with Avalanche.
Your mistress is a flighty beast, and they greet you friendly or at least. When he comes home, I am deep asleep, wrapped in shadows of protecting. Silent friend.
I'm an old woman now, and I've lost my attraction. I'm tortured by a feeling of drowning under you, under society, politics, the decay of nature, my lack of interest. And I feel desperate. Something real to hear.
empty building in there. What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Tom Waits, what's he building in there? Words from Charles Bukowski. Before that, there were two pieces by Pius Mary. We heard Red Desert, followed by Fragments of a Lily. And we started with Avalanche by Dorrit Chrysler. You're listening to Under the Floorboards here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Ann Cantillo. Coming up next, we'll hear, Under the Floorboards. We'll be here till midnight. Coming up next, Robert Aikiobri-Low and Ariel Colma with Mille Voix, Thousand Voices. That will be followed by She Was a Visitor, classic piece by Robert Ashley, after this one.
She was a visitor. 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 She was a visitor.
When you were too little to speak, your mother and the other people near you had to guess what you needed or wanted from the cries and motions you made.
Mothers become quite good at guessing what their babies want.
Thank you.
See? Even mothers make mistakes and get confused at times.
On the living room floor.
Don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making movies.
Think about it.
Fun piece by Dormouse. Killing All Your Aggressions was the name of that one. Before that, we heard Acid Boy by DJ Scotch Egg. Before that, She Was a Visitor, from 1967, by Robert Ashley, and started out with Mille Voix by Robert Ikey Aubrey Lowe and Ariel Kalma. 7 minutes left in our show of Under the Floorboards. Next up, we've got A Joke Poorly Told by Lauren Boosfield. Coming up at midnight is Sleepless Nights, the nighttime music from KGNU. Here is Lauren Boosfield. That was A Joke Poorly Told by Lauren Busfield. And we've come to the end of the show. One last song left. Been fun bringing you fun things here on Under the Floorboards. Catch Under the Floorboards every Saturday night from 11 to 12. I'm Ann Cantillo. We're going out with Kyungmi Choi, a Korean-American composer. Train of Thoughts is her piece. Have a good night. And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.